Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Marty Bart Doppelbach. They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from R Bar on Houston Avenue, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show starting right now in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. Coming to you live from R Bar, 1302 Houston Avenue. Right on the outskirts of downtown, kind of by the courthouse or the police and the police station. So if you need any kind of help, or in Nick's case, if you need to be incarcerated, there are opportunities for you to get that quickly.
Why do I need to be incarcerated?
Well, you know, I mean,
I don't need
the
to be
day
incarcerated.
Is young.
I'm cool, calm.
Well, the day is young. If anybody ticks you off, there's a good chance you could just go absolutely crazy.
See, I know what you're doing. This happens to me every show with you, and it's okay. Texans head coach Culley,
yeah,
is speaking to Texans radio.
Oh.
About OTAs. Do you think he'll say anything interesting in regards to the Texans?
Guys, I love this team, and I think they're so good right now. We don't need OTAs. We're good. That's all we need to say. I love this team. I'm a junkie.
I like your Stephen A. Smith better.
I mean, David Culley. No.
What is he going to say? Like, what is he going to add? And I would imagine they're not
honestly,
going to
he should say we're
ask
gonna
anything
suck.
About Deshaun. No, he won't say that. That's not his style.
Obviously, I'm kidding. He won't say that. But I've told you this over and over again. No matter what coach speak we get, no matter what they say they're doing the right thing. They have to suck for one more year minimum, because they have to get, when they have all their picks, they have to capitalize. So they have to have the highest picks possible so that they can rebuild this thing sooner rather than later. So I'm fine with what they've done so far.
Now, did you see this story, and I don't know who it was, but something about the Texans being one of the more valuable franchises in, like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, despite everything that's going on with the team, how bad they are, the Deshaun Watson situation. I mean, a part of me makes me wonder, as Pink Valkyrie pulls up to our bar, shout out to Pink Valkyrie, some of it makes me wonder if they really don't care. Like, they really don't care, because the money's coming in. And, yeah, they don't like the public, the image that they have, but they really don't care. They can still make money, and if they can get out of this Deshaun Watson situation and move on, they'll just spend that money to rebuild the team, whether it's spent right or not. I mean, if there's any truth to that story, and I don't remember the publication, but if this thing continues to go up in value despite everything that's surrounding the Texans, it just goes to show you how much money is being pumped into the NFL. It's ridiculous.
It is, and we know that the NFL is a cash cow. But the other thing that we talk about all the time is what's really going to hit the Texans where in the soft spot? What's going to hurt them and really make them take notice? It's losing money. So we said you're going to have to stop buying the gear. The ticket holders are going to have to stop buying the tickets. Now, that's happened to a certain extent, to where the waiting list is now non-existent, to where they're finally, in the first time in their history, having to go out and sell group tickets. But if you're telling me that with all that into consideration, they're still projected to be one of the top revenue-generating franchises in sports or the NFL, then nothing is motivating Cal McNair to change. Nothing is motivating Janice McNair to say, we've got to do things differently. And that's a shame if you're a Texans fan, because it's going in the wrong direction, and they're the embarrassment of the NFL.
According to Biz Journals, and they did this story a while ago, they are now valued at $3.3 billion, greater than the National Football League average of $3.08 billion. So they fall down. The value increased by 6%, but they fell down a spot. But, I mean,
what are they in terms of the ranking in the NFL?
I don't have that in front of me, but I'll pull it up for you and let you know.
I'm just curious, because as long as they're in the top 10, I mean, they're making money.
Number four.
They're printing money hand over fist. Then why would they change? And that's extremely discouraging if you're a Texans fan. Because the last thing you need is the non-chair-using video gamer in his office, you know, with Jack Easterby and an appointment to go to brunch and church, thinking that they're doing things the right way.
Well, when you hear this, do you think it changes their mind? The Texans still come in at number four in both figures, behind only the Cowboys, Patriots, and the Giants. Dallas is far and away the leader in valuation, $5.7 billion, revenue $980 million, operating income $425 million. If you're not too far behind those numbers.
It's amazing.
That's just crazy. I mean, it's insane how much money is being pumped into the NFL. It's just crazy to me till now. Like, till now, it's still shocking to me.
But now if you're a Houstonian, whether you be a fan or whether you be a business owner, that's on you because you're still supporting this franchise. You're actually supporting this piss-poor effort to try and do the things necessary to be a good football team. And so that's where all these businesses have to look themselves in the mirror, just like all the ticket holders did, including John Granato and others that said, I'm not buying my season tickets anymore because it's not worth it because the product sucks. But if the product sucks and yet people are still buying it, I go back to what I just said. Why do you change? Why do you have any motivation to do things differently? So all we're going to hear from Cal is, I think Nick's doing an extraordinary job, and I think that I'm hungry, and if someone could bring me some chips, I'm willing to play another game of Connect Four with Nick.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but I think, by the way, Ike appreciated your David Culley impression, so I'm not, you know.
See,
there's
you.
Someone that appreciated that. Your impression.
A lot of people appreciate a lot of my impressions, just not you.
No, I appreciate the Stephen A.
What about
the other
Bill Cosby?
One?
I did Cosby.
You did
Kermit
Cosby.
The Frog.
Kermit.
Stephen A.
I mentioned Stephen A, so that's three.
Miss Piggy. I don't want to get into – I can do a lot of different ones. Oh,
Adler.
The Texas Hammer.
We left Adler.
Jim Adler.
How the hell are we going to leave Adler out?
I mean, Bo said he's going to start selling Jim Adler the Texas Hammer for me because he needs to be a part of the program.
He should be. He should be here now.
He should be right now because for $4.33, I got you a drink at Arbar.
I like the Spanish ones better when he talks about, like, senoritas. Or you said you put the senorita
No,
word
you
in.
Played the spot for me, and then I repeated it back to you. Senor, have you been in an auto accident? I can help you every step of the way. Hammered them for $4.62.
God, I mean, there's only one of two ways Jim Adler views Joel Blake. Either he loves him.
It's true.
Or he absolutely hates him. I don't know where it is on the spectrum, but it's only one of those two things. Only one of those two things.
You know, because Mattress Mac's my boy.
He is.
Mattress Mac realizes that, you know, forever and a day when I used to do the gallery furniture reads and I would just, come on out to I-45 North Exit, Central Park, both ways. No, back, order slips. Buy today. Get it tonight. Gallery.
See, he's a cool sport. He doesn't get mad when you do that, right?
No. He liked it.
So Adler should feel the same way and call Bo.
We've never met Adler. If Adler came up, people realize that we're synonymous with being supporters of Jim Adler's Texas Hammer. He should be a part of this program. Then I could do the reads like that, and he would say, I don't even have to be there, and it sounds just like me. It's fantastic. All right, so getting back to your Texans discussion. Look, I mean, I feel like Mike Greenberg now. I'm force-feeding Texans
news. Is he still talking Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my God, again
today. I don't listen. I don't know.
Again today. After the playoff game last night is the lead story. It was today's the day with two big words that might affect everyone in Wisconsin, no matter how happy they are about the Bucks. And then said absolutely nothing. Today's the deadline if you want to call COVID. If you want to say, because I still have concerns about the pandemic, I can opt out of the season. You can't opt back in. There's no way with the amount of money on the table for Aaron Rodgers that he would limit all of his possibilities and skip it and say, I'm sitting out this year.
Yeah, I don't think he does. He's too much of a competitor. I think it's pretty obvious. Say what you want. He does. He is a bit of a crybaby. You've said that. You've admitted that. I think it's pretty obvious.
No, he holds grudges way too
He does, long. But he's a competitor. I mean, you could still hold grudges and be a competitor.
Sure.
I mean, that happens. I mean, it's not uncommon, but yeah.
So that's the thing. It's not a story. I told you, in a previous life, Mike Greenberg was a dairy farmer in Wisconsin because all he does is milk that damn thing every single day. And you know what Texans fans would say? Well, you're just saying that because you're a Packer fan. No, I'm not. I'm saying that as a sports fan that realized there are bigger stories in sports that need to be covered as opposed to day 643 of pumping Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' possible divorce. Even if you're a Texans fan, you don't want to hear 610 radio. You don't want to hear force-feeding Texans news on a day when there's not any news. If there's not, talk about the controversy with Trevor Bauer right now. Talk about the All-Star team in baseball. Talk about other things, your ESPN, the entertainment and sports programming network. But don't force-feed clicks. That's what annoys me.
Well, I mean, he kind of is employed by a company that kind of force-fields. I mean, that's what they do. They want clicks. They want views. They want streams.
Here's an idea, Mike Greenberg. If you want to improve ratings and try to be like the team, the show you're emulating, Good Morning Football, then why don't you go negotiate with Kay Adams and get her to come over to your little stupid show? Because that's where you're going to increase ratings. You're not going to increase ratings by 369 straight days of Aaron Rodgers minutia.
See, normally I would totally be all over that, but I don't know. I'm not like her.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Yeah, I've heard bad things about her attitude sometimes.
She's absolutely gorgeous. Don't get it twisted. I'm just saying, something changed. I don't know what it is. She's not the same.
Stopped giving you attention.
She never gave me attention. That's a fact.
Well, maybe that's where it's all coming from.
Maybe that's why.
You tried, it didn't work, and now you feel scorned.
Never shot my shot with Kay Adams. Never shot my shot. Not once.
You never shot your shots at the free throw competition either, but that's neither here nor there. That's still possible.
It is possible.
Well, we appreciate the staff here taking care of us as we are at 1302 Houston Avenue. It is our bar. Lots of sports fans rolling in. Pink Valkyrie's here. If you want to meet her live and in living color, she'll sign autographs, possibly take some selfie pictures, and talk about her love for both the Astros and somehow, some way, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I don't get all that, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh, Canada. But we're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. So why not start the weekend the right way? It's a holiday weekend. You know, everybody's going to be coming downtown over the course of the weekend for fireworks and other things. We'll start your fireworks early. Have some fun here at our bar. See us, see the Blitz, and absolutely have a chance to win some great prizes because Claire's here. That means you could win video games, you can get video games, movies, and other things. You can enter to win the Traeger Grill
T-shirts
at the end of the summer circuit. We're going to be drawing for that. Today, later on, we're going to be drawing for those WWE tickets. Just another big reason to join us. And then the fact that we have so many members of our staff here just willing to actually talk and commiserate with you. It's the best place you can be. Stop by and see us at our bar as we continue to roll on right here on the Press Box, ESPN 97.5,
92.5
FM. ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from our bar on Houston Avenue. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the box, rolling through the first half of the show, live from our bar here in beautiful downtown Houston, 1302 Houston Avenue, right off of Washington. You guys should stop by and see us. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz is going to be here till 7. So having a good time. By the way, 4th of July celebration right here. So great spot to be. Trivia every Thursday night. That was last night. Tonight, steak night, 6 o'clock. They got all the sports packages. They're going to be showing the Astros game. Big Clarence just walked in the house. So now we've got more of the boxers showing up. You guys should show up too. Commiserate with them. Talk to us. Have a good time. We can all have a good time and talk about a lot of good things.
Man, stop by today in person. That way, that's the only chance you can get those SmackDown tickets. It's the first SmackDown live in over a year. It's for July 16th, and the only way you can win it is if you're in person. So come on down. It's 1302 Houston Avenue, and I love this spot. And Kelly was telling me that this spot was located somewhere else, and then they moved it, and then the pandemic hit, and then they still survived all that. And you know how I am about hashtag keep it local and supporting small business. So come on down, 1302 Houston Avenue. I'm all about that. So come down and check it out.
Astros got the win last night against the Indians, snapping a little skid. Lance McCullers on the hill tonight as a early start again Eastern time, 6:10 Central for the home viewers. As you're going to watch on television as they go for yet another win against another good team, because that's what they've been doing. They beat good teams, not so much on the bad teams, so they got to work on that. But as long as they continue to do what they do to competitive above .500 baseball teams, people are going to be pretty pleased with what's been going on with the Houston Astros.
Yeah. So were you did you think, not to change the subject, but did you think that the Washington football team being fined $10 million was a bit excessive, or was it just surprising because of the number? Was it excessive? Like, was it not warranted?
No, it's warranted for sure. I think that, and again, we'll get to this later when we talked about our dear friend that we continue to update you on that screwed up the Tour de France.
Oh, yeah.
When you talk about the thing that caught me when you first hit me with it was I was just expecting, like, you know, when a guy gets fined from Daryl Morey saying the wrong thing to whatever, you know, that's $25,000 here or there. They don't care, and it's not anything that's going to impact them because it's not going to hit them hard enough. When you see $10 million, and I get it, it's a France. We just got done talking about how much these NFL teams make. So you look at it and go, yeah, but at the end of the day, does it mean that much to them? They're just going to tank it out of their, like, their kitty and their whatever, their slush fund.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seemed like a pretty significant amount. And then part of it, too, is Snyder has to step away from a lot of the day-to-day from the Redskins for a certain amount of time. Well, it's a no-brainer. He knew this was coming. They tipped him off before it hit the media. That's why he named his wife
the CEO, the co-CEO.
Right.
Yeah, and it doesn't count as a female or a woman hire, in my opinion, because it's your wife. But for those of you just tuning in, we did talk a little bit about it yesterday. The Washington football team got fined $10 million based on the outcome of the review of the franchise, which was led by an independent investigator, Beth Wilkinson. Lisa Friel is the one who made some of the announcements for the NFL, but Beth was the one who conducted many of the investigations for that. But relatively speaking, $10 million for the NFL. Now, that might be way too high, like super excessive for NBA. Like if you went and fined, I don't know, the Rockets or anybody else, $10 million.
It'd have to be pretty significant.
But relatively speaking, that might make sense. I mean, when you compare it to the $5 million fine that the Houston Astros got for the World Series scandal, for the cheating scandal. I shouldn't say World Series scandal, but the cheating scandal.
Right.
Okay. I mean, $5 million, Major League Baseball clearly makes more money or at least generates more revenue than the NBA. It's not as significant as people think, but it is more. That's a lot of money, but $10 million for an NBA team, that would be significant. For the football team, I guess it's still a lot of money,
it is relatively
speaking.
It's all going to be donated to charity, by the way.
Right.
Which is, you know, because a lot of people are asking, well, if the league's just pocketing 10 mil, what are you doing with it? It's great that hopefully it helps others because, like I said, they deserve to pay a hefty fine for the way they've been doing business for years. But you know what? Like we were just talking about, when you got a Texans team making almost over $4 billion, it's just the money is too good in the NFL. But I do think that a $10 million hit like that, as much as they think they can just shrug it off, I think it does at least leave a little dent. It does leave an indentation where you go, wow, that's something. I think, and I asked you this yesterday, but I think I heard someone else say too, it is the biggest fine in the history of the NFL. That's where you kind of got to go, okay, look, we'll pay it. We're going to pay it. But as part of your staff meetings and stuff going, we need to now be, if for no other reason than this, this may never happen again. It cannot happen again.
And that's what she's been saying. And when the co-CEO, which is the wife of Snyder, is saying that, I mean, I guess it does come with a little bit more power because a woman is saying it. And I think it is important for women to speak on these type of issues because the perspective is so important. But, I mean, it's going to help to a certain extent, I would imagine. I just don't know if people are just going to, like, dismiss it because it's his wife. You know what I mean? But $10 million is a lot. And you know what's crazy to me? The $3.3 billion evaluation for it or whatever, doesn't that seem light even for the team? Even for a team like the Texans? You look at the basketball team in the Houston Rockets that's got sold for $2.2 billion 3 or 4 years ago, right? You would think that the Texans are worth, despite everything that's going on, they're worth at least double that. But but look, I'm not a business owner. That's why I don't own a team. But I just thought it would be more just because the NFL is pumping so much money
but
into these
teams. It does give you a better indication, a clear-cut indication of just the overall value that no sports teams are hurting. That's why even when you talk about Jim Crane and with all that baseball went through with the pandemic and all the games that they didn't have fans in the stands and going through the full season and all the things that they had to endure, it's going to come back. They're going to be just fine. And the money and the revenue streams are not going away anytime soon. So that's why it's harder for fans to have sympathy thinking, wow, he's really concerned about his bottom line. He doesn't want to spend to pay Correa. He doesn't want to get into a situation where he's going long-term for big dollars. come on, man. At the end of the day, we all see the numbers. We all see the evaluations. You're going to be making – you're going to be basically printing money for the next God knows how many years.
Yeah.
You're not getting any sympathy from your fans or otherwise.
And I will say this. It doesn't – not to go against your argument about the season tickets, but I do have a couple of fans or friends. Like my buddy Derek got the email about last week that they're willing to sell him season tickets, and he jumped on it very quickly. So it kind of depends on the fan. I guess the excitement of getting that email after you've been waiting for it for so long, maybe that has something to do with it. But some fans are jumping on that train, on that bandwagon,
what? But here's the thing, Nick. When you do that, you have to get the PSL. If you're getting the PSL, that's, again, printing free money. You're not getting – it's like being a stockholder for the Green Bay Packers. You get a piece of paper.
But other than that,
it's like $250 or more. So it may have gone up. But essentially, you're just writing them a check or sending them money for $250
for a piece
of paper, so that you can frame a piece of paper and say, I'm an owner. I don't have any power. I get invited to a meeting every summer in the squelching heat at Lambeau Field to hear the president speak. Other than that, I get nothing out of it. And so a PSL, yes, you have the ability to buy season tickets, which you're still going to have to pay face value for and buy every single game available in order to be a season ticket holder. But on top of that, you're going to pay a couple $1,000s to us for the privilege to be our season ticket holder.
Yeah, you're right.
It's ridiculous.
It is. But at this point, they're just trying to recoup what they can. They know they've taken an L in a lot of different areas, and so they're probably they're going to have to generate revenue somehow. And then the biggest loss they have is Jamie Roots.
Jamie Roots, your guy.
They lost Jamie Roots.
He
went to the Dynamo.
It's going to turn the Dynamo
around. Now the team is going to be defunct now because Jamie Roots left.
I'm seeing all these quotes from Jamie Roots about the untapped resource that is the Houston Dynamo. And how they have an opportunity to do just so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you should be jazzed about your guy. No?
I'm not going to say. I was going to do that little twang. And then I get all these mean texts.
Oh, I get killed on impressions. Why don't you try one?
Yeah, because I appreciate people going at you for the impressions as opposed to me. I don't want to be yelled at. I'm trying to behave, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Why start now? Just be you. Do you be you, as I always said. That's all you can do. But you know what? Good for the – look, I think from the standpoint of what's going on with the Dynamo, I think it was a great move because Jamie's background before the Texans was deeply rooted in the MLS.
Okay.
And he's got a chance to do some things here. He knows, having been in this market in a situation where he built contacts both fan base-wise and particularly sponsorship-wise, he knows who to talk to, how to talk to them, and what to try and get out of them. So – I think they could have done a lot worse. I don't think that no matter what he does, they're going to have the kind of success that they have in other MLS cities, like even the newly added Austin franchise, but Portland, Seattle, the MLS franchises that do really well, and he came from Kansas City.
Okay.
I don't think that the Dynamo are going to
be there. I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm not. Look, this is a new gig. This is a new team. I can't sit there and say that he has poor performance when – he literally just joined the team.
But you can't say he's going to be positive. You can't. You know in your heart of hearts he's going to work really, really hard.
I don't know that. That's what I've been saying. I don't know him like that.
Yes, you do, because you know his quotes. He's never not working.
He did one interview with the bench when he was promoting a book. I do not know what he's capable of.
What did he say to you? Remember, didn't he say he's always working the hours that he works? And then
as long as my eyes are open, I'm working. That's what he said. I didn't say that.
So
that's
if you're a
quote.
Dynamo fan, you feel good
because
you got that
quote.
Guy in your corner.
His eyes are open. He's working nonstop.
You don't feel the same way?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he does in his personal life.
I had to verify your eyes were open this morning when I called you to make sure that you were working.
I think I was up before you, despite – normally you're up – are you still up at like 6 a.m.?
Yeah,
I wasn't. Yeah, I ain't doing that. That's dumb. That's what parents do.
You know what?
Who wants to wake up at 6 a.m.? Does Big Clarence – do you have kids? Clarence don't have kids.
He's got a cat.
And a dog.
Okay.
It doesn't count, just like me. I don't say I'm a dog dad. You know what I mean? I'm not. That's not on my profile or anything like that.
Yeah, but he uses them as a crutch.
Who does?
When he forgets to hang up the phone, when he's on hold to get into our show, and he forgets to put the phone on mute, and we hear him snoring in the car, and then he blames it on the dog. You can't use your dog as a crutch.
Yeah, that's a little unacceptable.
And then he tried to say it was the cat. There's no cat in America that snores like that.
It depends. It depends.
And why is the cat fat, Clarence? Because you're not taking good enough care of it to get it the exercise it needs.
You don't. I don't think it even has to be a fat cat. My cat snored before too.
Loudly?
Yeah. Man, she wasn't fat.
It's another reason why I'm not a cat person. My wife is. I'm allergic to him.
Yeah, I know. My buddy is too. Like every time he would come over to my house, this is years ago when I had the cat. He would just sneeze his ass off, and he would literally have to go outside. And I'm like, you know what, bro?
I've outgrown a majority of it. When I was younger, like, your eyes get all swollen
up. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to him.
That, yeah.
He did not like it at all because he literally would be in the kitchen. The cat could be upstairs, bro.
Really?
Yeah, the cat could be completely upstairs.
Well, because the cat hair gets everywhere.
Yeah, so.
All right, we've got other things to get to as we continue to roll on with the show. American sprinters.
Yeah, let's talk.
Look to be really heavy favorites to medal at the Olympics. Their hopes took a little bit of a hit thanks to one of their sprinters taking a little bit of a hit. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more second half of the show. It's the Press Box ESPN.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
All right.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from R-Bar on Houston Avenue. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, evidently there's barbers in the neighborhood. I think it's happened a couple days ago.
Juggalo Trey.
Juggalo Trey got in a fight with the Clippers and he lost. Because evidently...
Look, I guess you have to grow up sometime, but let me tell you something. I was such a big fan of his hair. I do not like it when he gets his hair cut. I do not like it at all. It's not up to me. It's his hair. He can do whatever he wants. I prefer messy hair, Juggalo Trey. But Juggalo
Thanks,
Trey
I guess.
Joins us.
It's very – it's almost George Springer-esque. It's very tight-cut, faded on the sides. Isn't that a Springer?
It is. No, who is the NBA player with the little
– Well, it's also kind of Devin Booker-ish if it was a little bit more pointed. But that's a Springer dinger right there.
You
that's a Springer haircut.
It does look freedom.
It looks significantly better than the last time you cut it, but I love the man Juggalo Trey. I'm not mad at you, but shout out to Juggalo.
You got massive lettuce, which is a good thing. So you've got a lot of hair, but it's if you mohawked or at least kind of pointed the back like Springer did, that's a Springer
dude
right there.
It is kind of a Springer look for sure.
Now, well, I guess evidently because we, you know, he just walked in and we just kind of put him on the spot. But he got the beard is trimmed, but it's still. It's still prevalent, significant. So
it
Trey's
is.
In the house. I mean, we thought that it was great to have Pink Valkyrie, who was signing autographs, taking selfies, and, of course, Big Clarence. But yet with Trey here, I mean, who doesn't want a selfie with Trey?
Dude, I've said this. I've told this story 1,000 times. When we were at Rice Village, he was without a doubt the biggest star in the area.
People wearing a Kevin Durant jersey.
No one cared about Nick. They wanted to meet Trey. That's
were you
it.
Wearing the Kevin Durant jersey that time? What?
It was a Seattle Supersonics like T-shirt.
It was a Durant.
Was it Durant? I don't remember.
It was a Durant, yeah.
Because he had the Supersonics. Yeah, it probably was. Yeah. I just don't remember the exact player, but I remember the T-shirt.
Because I remember how just absolutely massive his popularity is.
It was. It was huge. It was
He's
huge.
Also a great follow on Twitter. He likes to start fights with people. He doesn't start them. Actually, he finishes them.
I don't see too many fights.
Does oh, he? There's yeah, there's a
Has
lot
he
of people.
Been getting that, people right.
Yeah, like, and he brings up a lot of good points. You know, if you're a coward that doesn't have a picture as part of your Twitter profile, don't go taking shots at other people. It's just level the playing field. Otherwise, don't play. That's what I'd say about that.
Random thought: I had no idea that Abraham Toro spoke three different languages because he's like from Venezuela, but then they moved to Canada. When he was young.
Did you see
so
Blummer
he
talking about
French.
That last night?
Yeah, that's what I didn't know that. That's when I learned it. Because I usually keep the broadcast. I'm not going to lie. This is not a knock on Blummer or Todd, but a lot of times I watch the game with the broadcast down. You know what I mean?
You've said that.
So that particular broadcast, it was up, and I heard him say that. I'm like, this guy speaks three languages, French, He speaks English and he speaks Spanish.
But, you know, and I always am curious for the guys that are Latin American players that have come from a different country. I'm always curious in watching when they said, like, you know, last night Altuve was deep in a massive conversation at second base through every pitch with the Indians' best player. Why is it escaping me right now? Who, by the way, looks like he needs to push away from the table a little bit. Looks like he's gotten a little fat and happy in his success at the plate. But I always wonder when these guys are talking to Jose Ramirez, are they talking in English or in Spanish? And then you see last night, and Blummer was great about that, about talking about seeing Altuve and Toro deep in conversation and having a guy that's been there, done that, won MVPs, done the things that he's done, and then go to a guy that's trying to pick it all up, learn, and be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a neat thing.
The good thing down here in Texas, we've invented a language called Spanglish, so even if you don't understand Spanish, you can still communicate.
My wife claims to be very proficient in Spanglish.
Is she?
Yeah, because she doesn't give herself enough credit for her true Spanish, even though it's in her background. But she says she's very proficient at Spanglish.
Yeah. Spanglish is a very, very, very common thing down here.
I believe the true definition it would be you understand it all, but your actual ability to speak it is, I don't want to say limited, but it's not as good.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
See, down here in Texas, the definition of bilingual is different. Like in most places, bilingual means you can speak two languages, right? Down here in Texas, it just means you can speak English and Spanish, and that's it. That's what bilingual means. Like, I used to, back in the day, they're trying to help me, like, learn how to make a resume, right, for jobs. Like, this is, like, high school, college. And they asked me, are you bilingual? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, well, that's not going to help down here, so don't say it. Literally, that's what they told me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a resume expert. So down here, bilingual just means you speak Spanish and English. Other states, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the thing that they said, too, because I always go back to when I worked with Yao. And when I worked with Yao, he always had Colin, his first year or so, his interpreter. And, you know, we'd be on the planes or at practice, and he's talking to me, carrying on a full conversation, and then it's time for media. And then he acts like he can't say anything till Colin's there.
You always tell me that? And I wish I could witness that because I love that.
And I told you, I already knew that he had a concept of the English language. But when I asked him, he said because of the scrutiny that he could face back in his home country, if just one thing, and a lot of things that we would probably think harmless here in America, but if he said one thing the wrong way and it offended his government or someone back home, the ramifications could be unbelievable.
So he was more than just a translator. He was a buffer. He was trying to protect Yao from issues that could probably stem from China.
Yeah, Colin would know exactly how to say and what to say.
Right.
So that's why it was like a security blanket.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that the first time, well before even all of our – I knew he got it and Colin wasn't needed anymore. After practice, we were all sitting in the locker room talking, and I had just done an interview. And he finishes up a Gatorade, and the guys are shooting the, you know, and whatever. And he goes and throws the Gatorade at the trash can and misses and just drops an F-bomb. And I go, oh, he's good. He's good. He's got it. He's all right now.
The other thing that he's probably doing, and I'm not knocking on Colin or anything like that, is that he protects him to the point where he probably doesn't translate everything or he doesn't translate it the right way. Because Anderson Silva, in his prime, when he was the UFC middleweight champion, he spoke a lot better English than he let on, and he would always speak through his translator. And one time, Chael Sonnen called him out. He's like, bro, he didn't translate that correctly. He said, try being me, not try beating me. And he literally called him out and his translator out. So it is a buffer. It certainly is a buffer. And Anderson Silva definitely spoke English. He did not just speak Portuguese. But, yeah, it's basically multifaceted. It's not just the fact that they're translating, they're protecting you, they're serving
well,
you.
Well, Yuli's the same way too, and he's gotten better, but again, that's what I'm looking for when I'm watching the bench too, like, are they speaking in English? And you know, with first base always being like a conversation starter in the course of games, when you look at it, I'm watching going, I wonder, because he was so adamant about always having the interpreter when he did the post-game interviews with Julia before the pandemic, and I'm like, at a certain point, is that just a crutch that you're hanging on to? Because it seems like if you're day-to-day in the States and playing the game, your English would get pretty good.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's inevitable. I mean, when you're around players, and look, every time he probably said something that was mispronounced, any player, like Yao, like back in the day when he first got here, I'm sure his teammates would make fun of him. That's what teammates do.
Man,
that's
no
how
doubt.
You build a bond. So he learned from that. I guarantee you that happens to a lot of foreign players in athletics, whether it's Major League Baseball, basketball, football.
You know how many times when Yao said "Sanks," that the players would say that the players would say "Welcome."
No.
Oh my God! Because again, like
and
I told
he wouldn't
you,
care.
No, he didn't care. He would end up laughing it off with them at a certain point. But you know what? We remind people all the time: the locker room's never going to be a PC culture.
No, it's not. It's not.
And so that would be some of the stuff that I can at least somewhat convey.
Oh yeah.
It would be a lot worse. And
oh, yeah.
He knew it was all in good fun, but nonetheless, he knew he was going to get his share.
God, I wish I could say some of the things Patrick Beverly used to say in the locker room at the Houston.
Man.
My God, it was so funny. It was so funny. And obviously him being in a Rockets jersey, it's funnier to you when he's going at other teams. Now everybody thinks Patrick Beverly is an absolute a-hole for pushing Chris Ball down. But, man, he would say some super, super inappropriate things in the locker room that I absolutely loved. It was great.
It's not just the players. I mean, you know as well as I do.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's fun.
I know enough people and have been around that environment a long enough time that the things that get said by just everybody – that, like, outside the locker room, you'd get your ass beat.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Now, yesterday we were talking about the name, image, likeness story. Yesterday,
yep.
The NCAA is officially allowing athletes to get paid based on their name, their likeness, their image. And a lot of people are taking advantage of it. We talked about Derek King. But now, Master P son, Hersey, signs a $2 million endorsement after the rule change. A $2 million dollar endorsement.
Hersey?
Yes.
What does Hersey do? What sport does he play?
I don't know. I think it's either football or basketball, probably. It's basketball. Basketball. It's basketball.
He's a hooper.
Yeah, he's a hooper.
Like his dad, who claims to have this massive NBA following and possible career that never...
I'll tell you what. Say what you want about Master P, though. Like, he did an interview on Breakfast Club not too long ago, and he's like, hey, what's the definition of business? And he was asking his kids on the air, on the spot,
yeah.
And they would come out and just speak very well. So Master P, say what you want, unbelievable businessman, and does – like, he's, like, legit smart with his kids, like,
oh,
really
yeah, no
smart.
Doubt about it. But when he starts saying about the tryouts that he had with all these different NBA teams
– was and it all Dallas?
These, and he was talking about the Rockets. He was talking about – you know what I say to that? Nah, because it didn't happen. The one time that they did do it, it was like a publicity stunt as part of it to try and sell tickets. I want to say it was in New Orleans. But other than that, he never had the looks that in the NBA that he said he had.
Well, look what Hersey's getting. Hersey, this is Master P's son. Hersey yep. Miller, son of the rapper, signed a $2 million deal to become a brand ambassador for Web Apps America, a tech company specializing in web, mobile, and software solutions.
Plays at Tennessee State.
Tennessee State, $2 million. What if he doesn't turn out? He may
You're
not.
You're giving a player at Tennessee State $2 million?
But they're probably going to get that money back somehow, some way. But he could not turn out at the professional level, and that's okay. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad investment. He
that's
could probably
crazy.
Get it back.
I'd like to see the return on that investment. $2 million for a Tennessee State point guard.
And the rules have been official of what? 24 hours, maybe 36?
I hope his social media following is massive, and that has something to do with it. Because otherwise, I'm not getting all that. You know what you should be getting? You should get your brakes fixed. And if they're checked and you need them fixed, you don't have to go to a brake shop. You don't have to go where you have to sit in a bad waiting room and drink cold coffee and watch bad television. You can go someplace where you can do what you need to do, like home or the office, because New Brakes comes to you. Check them out today. It's nubrakes.com. If you go to nubrakes.com and set up an appointment, you can do what Nick and I did last week, a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday. We're doing the show. They showed up. They did my brakes in less than 45 minutes. Car was good as new. They did fantastic work. I didn't have to do a thing, and I didn't have to go anywhere and spend valuable time waiting in a waiting room because time is money. This is why you go to newbrakes.com, as well as because of the fact that when you listen to ESPN 97.5 and you mention us to New Brakes, you're going to save 10%. But their technicians, they are absolutely the best, and they specify in brakes. That's all they do. And they do work in which their rates are competitive, and the work that they do is fantastic. You should go see the good people at New Brakes today if you need anything done. And you can have the comfort of knowing lots of our listeners have done what I did too, and they've seen the same results. Todd, the show, Aggie, Matt, they all got their brakes done with New Brakes, and they're happy they did. They heard about it right here. You heard about it. Now you can do the same. Check them out today. It's NUBreaks.com. That's NUBreaks.com.
Familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm out. I'm back on my boat. Spin back with a full clip. They say I'm moving road clips.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from R Bar on Houston Avenue. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
I just want to let you people know, back in the homeland, in Milwaukee, when Brook Lopez shoots those threes and makes them, which I'm not a big fan of, his nickname is actually Splash Mountain.
And you called him?
Magic Mountain. That might be what his wife calls him.
Theme park in California?
Magic Mountain is part of Disneyland.
Yeah. Well, how did you mess up the
Because I knew it was something like that.
Unacceptable.
I mean, Splash Mountain,
you're
okay.
An NBA professional.
Catchy. Hey, I got that straight from the PR guy from the Bucks getting on a plane to go to Georgia. So,
did you really? Well, yeah. Shout out to
you. You know your boy Dan.
I met Dan. He was really nice with me. When Milwaukee was in town to face the Rockets, I believe – this was the Harden-Paul duo, or was this the Harden-Dwight?
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember. This is when we first met. This might have been a year after we met.
When you and I first started working,
But Dan is a really good guy, man.
Great guy.
I like the way he runs the Milwaukee Bucks. Not to make this a massive topic of discussion, but
he's the best PR guys in the league.
Legit, like a really good dude. Seems professional, knows what he's doing, knows what he has to do next.
For all the people that say that think I'm really rooting really hard for the Bucks, I mean, I'd love to see him win it for the city, but Dan is the reason why I want him to win it. He's like a brother to me, and he's put in so many years working there. I want to see him, you know, get a ring. We got one and got to experience it. And everybody that works that many years in the front office should have the experience of having a season like that.
No.
So that's one of the reasons why.
Look, you're going to get that regardless because you're from Wisconsin. But I've been on record saying you've been super objective about this whole situation. Realistic. You're realistic the last – 3-4 years that we've been working together. I mean, you've never, ever said that they would win the championship. Now, one thing that you did say like 3 or 4 years ago is that they would be in the finals like in a year or 2 or 3 years or something like that. And that's basically where they're at. Even if they don't make it to the NBA finals, it's basically where they're at. You never said that they win a championship.
I can't help but care a ton about the Rockets because I put my blood, sweat, and tears into them for 23 years. I love the Astros, as you know. You know what? I want the Texans to do well and win every game unless they're playing the Packers. And I'm just honest about that because that's what we try to do here. We're not trying to be like the other stations and just force feed whatever news they feel like the team that is on their air wants them to say. We're telling you how it is. That's what we do on this lineup, on this network. That's the beauty of it, why I like doing this so much, because I'm not getting my wrist slapped like I did with the Rockets. If I said anything that might be – if I said that James Harden was getting exposed on defense, I'd get a text. If I said – and the crazy thing was, if I said a certain player was going crazy and the Rockets couldn't stop him, they'd say, couldn't you say that a different way so it didn't make us look bad? Well, when the guy's got 40 in the third quarter, there's no other way to candy coat that.
Yeah, you just tell the story, really.
So let's get into this a little bit in terms of Sha'Carri Richardson. Because as I told you, I watched a lot of the Olympic trials because Lisa and her mom were big on it, and her mom was visiting. So we watched the track and field. And Sha'Carri Richardson is amazing. I mean, she is not only fast and good at what she does, but she's a lot like Florence Griffin, Flojo used to be. She's got the long nails. She's got the very colorful hair. She's got the eyelashes. And she's, like I said, she is a flash when she goes by. Well, she's obviously qualified for the Olympics, and she was going to be a favorite in the 100, and she was going to be one of the main reasons why they have a chance to win a medal in the 4x in terms of the team track events. Now it comes out that she tested positive, not for steroids. It's a banned substance, but it's marijuana.
Yeah, I saw the story. Right when I saw her, I was just like, God, just it's not performance enhancing. It's not going to make her run any faster. It's unbelievable.
It's going to make her eat more junk food.
But if the rules are the rules, and she had a situation with her mom, and she was obviously emotional, something I can absolutely relate to. When I saw the story, I was definitely hurt by it. But you know what? Rules are rules. She's going to get punished for it. She accepted a 1-month suspension, and now she can't win any prizes, medals, or points.
Well, she can in the four by. She can't win it. So the way they did this is, and she said, look, she owned it too. It wasn't like all these other athletes that once they get popped, try and say, oh, I didn't realize that product had that in it. Or, oh, I don't think that's right. I need a second test. No, she said, as Nick mentioned, after the death of her mother, she was dealing with a lot emotionally, with depression and other things. And she said, as much as I'm disappointed, I know when I step on the track, I represent not only myself, I represent a community that has shown great support, great love. I apologize for the fact I didn't know how to control my emotions or deal with my emotions during that time. So she used. Now, the interesting thing to me is, because they gave her a 30-day ban, and it's still up to the United States Track and Field to basically say, we're still going to put her on the team. She's still going to go. And I think they should, because, one, we know what the drug is and we know it doesn't help. And, two, because with her they have a legit chance to win a medal. I think it's interesting, too, because we see in sports it's retroactive, too. So you could have done a 30-day but make it retroactive to the day the test was taken or something like that. But because of they're leaving it the way it is right now, she's going to miss the 100-meter. And I'm like, if she's going and she's going to do another event anyway, you might as well just say, hey, she understands it. She owns it. She's going to do the 30 days, backdate it, but let her do the 100.
It's not how USADA rolls. That's against the USADA rules, and they won't do that. Now, here's my theory as a participant in the CBD, for lack of a better term.
Yep.
Okay?
The weed.
She said that she would, to herself, that she would only do it for a day or maybe even 2 days. But then as a coping mechanism, or maybe it wasn't, maybe she just wanted to get high, whatever. Instead of just doing it the 1 or 2 days, she kept doing it maybe 3, 4, 5 days. When you just smoke 1 or 2 days, chances are it'll get out of your system significantly quicker. But when you keep smoking a day, then the next day, then the third day, then the fourth day, she probably intentionally wanted to do it once or twice because she had a high anxiety or stress or whatever the case may be. And then, you know, that went away, and the anxiety and the depression didn't go away, so she kept doing it. That's my little theory. I have nothing – I can't prove that, but chances are you're going to test positive. You have a significantly higher chance of testing positive when you've done it 2, 3, 4, 5 days in a row as opposed to just doing it one day and getting it out of your system.
And she's from, I think, the Dallas area. She's a Texan. She was poised to become the first female to win the Olympic 100 since Gail Devers did it in 96. She posted 10.72 seconds in April, one of her five runs under 11 seconds this season. All would be spectacular in an Olympics. And I stand corrected. The 30-day ban they placed on her is backdated to the time of the adverse test. So that's why she can run the 4x100, but she won't be able
to. She can't win any medals or prizes. That's what it says in the story on ESPN.com. But I mean,
really? So they could win the 4x100, she just wouldn't get a medal?
I mean, this is what it says right here. In accepting the penalty, Richardson's results from the U.S. Olympic trials have been disqualified. So I guess that's just the trials.
The trials, yeah.
Disqualified, and she forfeits any medals, points, and prizes.
That would be at the trials,
I would
think.
Assume.
But now
I
the interesting thing too is, if the United States is going to replace her in the 100, if she's not going to be eligible to run it,
could she win in that case? Or
well, I think she could win the medal if they medal in the 4x. But I think the other question then becomes, are there going to be people that were also trying to qualify for the 4x that say, hey, if she tested positive, why am I being punished? I was next in line. I didn't test positive for anything. I should be on.
Right.
Because they're going to have to make a spot for her.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. So I don't know. I don't know how that turns out. I just think it's weak. I think everybody needs to adjust their rules. The problem is USADA does testing for a lot of sports. I mean, you're talking Olympics, you're talking the UFC. I mean, they do a lot of testing, and so it costs a lot of money. And when you have all these tests and all this money being thrown into it, inevitably you have to instill some sort of protocol, and then you stick to it. And one thing that they've always stuck to is marijuana is a banned substance, and it's listed as a banned substance. So you need to know what you put in your body if you're an athlete, and if it's and she even said, I knew it was wrong. I did it anyway.
She's 21, and she thinks she's got plenty of Olympics left in her.
She does. I mean, but it's still.
I think
hard,
it's
though.
Possible, but it becomes harder as you get older. And we've seen that with Allyson Felix, who's now in her last Olympics, and she's in her like mid to late 30s.
Yeah, see, that's
but she's also not on her A game like she used to be, though she's going to go down as one of the greatest to ever do it. So it's always fun to say, I have this many more Olympics left in me, but you just never know.
You don't, because like a lot of people would like to say your peak and your prime is what, 28, 29, 30?
I think we've track proven, it's younger than that.
But in track, yeah, I can see that. I was going to say that maybe, just maybe, that, you know, with the people growing up in this era, maybe 31, 32, 33 is their peak, as opposed to 27, 28, 29.
Well, it's interesting, we talked about yesterday, the Great Britain skateboarders for the Olympics, they have a 13 and a 14-year-old, but one of the men's sprinters is 17, and he is a flash. He is a blur, and he might not win a medal this time, but at 17, that's kind of what said to me, well, yeah, you can still be good for a lot of years. I think you're at your peak a lot earlier in track and field than you are in, like, say.
So for him, he's probably got, what, 21 and 24 in terms of his age left after that? Maybe 28.
Maybe another one.
Yeah. So he might get three Olympics, maybe.
So keep an eye on that. We'll keep you posted if there's anything that changes. But kind of a disappointment when you've got someone that should have been favored to win the gold in the 100 for the first time since 96 for the United States, now not being allowed to participate in that event. All right, which can participate in the fact that our event continues. We've got two in the books. We still got an hour to go. That means the final hour of the show. 60 minutes on the clock when we return, and you've got plenty of opportunities to join us at our bar right here at 1302 Houston Avenue, right on the outskirts of downtown. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. ESPN.
And I know why. Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in 3 delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals, and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.